Imagine what it would be like growing up as the granddaughter of the great Australian cooking doyen, Margaret Fulton.
Famous granny.
Yeah, and by the way, they don't come much more famous in the cooking area in Australia than Margaret Fulton, and she's a lovely lady too, I've got to say. So you're her granddaughter. You'd have to be able to cook, wouldn't you?
You'd think it'd be.
I mean,
in
it would
genes,
be. It would be
it?
Just such a terrible shame if you couldn't cook.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest is that young lady. Her name's Kate Gibbs, and she's a food and travel writer. She's also the granddaughter of Margaret Fulton, and they've got together. And the book is called Margaret and Me. Okay, so we're going to have a chat with Kate. Are you there, Kate?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
How are you going? With Margaret Fulton as your grandmother. Do you remember as a little girl being with Margaret in the kitchen at all? I mean, how did it start for you?
Yeah, I basically feel like my whole childhood was, me pottering around in the kitchen sort of at various heights as I grew and getting to see finally what's actually happening on the kitchen bench. You know, my mother is also a cook, Suzanne Gibbs, so it's been quite an upbringing.
Do you reckon it's in the genes, Kate? Do you reckon there's a cooking gene? Your mum's good at it, and now you're good at it, and you got it from granny.
Do you know what I think from the genes is a love of food. It's that sort of passion and that determination that once you eat well,
yeah.
I think it's true for all kids. If you grow up eating good food, eating real food, you want to have that for the rest of your life because it's just so much fun, and it's just, you feel good. It's a way to entertain. It's a way to hang out with people and bring new people into your life. So yeah, it's pretty good way to be.
We've got a slightly different approach. We love good food too, but we hang out with people that cook it. If you know.
I'll bet it was a treat going to granny's when you were a little girl growing up. Did she always cook something special for you, or did she ever experiment on you?
Yeah, I think, it was constant experimentation and constant sort of deciphering as well, you know, whether we, I remember even going to Chinese restaurants as a kid, you know, and there's this sort of wonton soup and we'd all sort of try and figure out what the spices were or they've got water chestnuts or they've got this or they've got that, you know, and so it was constant sort of exploring that and deciphering. And if grandma cooked or if mum cooked, which let's be honest was most of the time, we'd sort of sit down and we'd really analyse the food and really talk about the food. And it wasn't just, oh, this is lasagna. It'd be like, oh, well, I cut my own mince and I've used tomatoes from this, you know, Australian tomatos. And, you know, it was always sort of analysing it. And we didn't eat anything extraordinary, but we did eat a broad range of food. It wasn't just Chinese. It wasn't just, you know, Italian. I remember mum cooking Himalayan chicken, which is where you rub a kind of paste over the chicken and then cook it in a bag. And just so many different things.
Mm. Now, the book itself, it's called Margaret and Me. For our listeners, Kate, could you explain how this works? Is it a combination of recipes or is it the two of you together? How did it work?
Oh, well, it's my book. I mean, Grandma, when I approached Grandma and said, okay, so Grandma, my next book, because it's my third cookbook, I went up to her and I said, okay, so I'm doing a sort of memoir cookbook. It's 50 recipes. It's a memoir and it's called Margaret and Me. And she said, Margaret who?
Did she?
Yeah. So she was like, oh. And then I basically forced her to sit down over many cups of tea and glasses of, you know, whiskey as all Scots like. And I interviewed her because I'm a journalist first and foremost. So I basically interviewed her and muckraked her entire life and based every story around food.
Yeah.
And then intertwined that with my own stories. And then recipes come out of that. So there's 50 recipes in the book, all with pictures.
Yeah.
So you kind of read the book and then you think, oh, I want to make those grilled prawns with Bloody Mary butter or whatever it might be.
We have to point out that it's not just a cookbook. It's also a story of your life.
Memoir,
and Margaret's life. Mm. And there's sort of chapters in between where there's not much cooking. And then we come to these wonderful pictures. I've fallen in love with a thing here called the Eccles cakes. They're tiny little things, and they look to me as though they're on my diet.
Do you know what? Those are just some of the yummiest things. And that's basically how my father wooed my mother, basically going to Fortnum and Mason's and picking up these Eccles cakes. And, you know, when they're made properly, you can get great pastry now, but I've shown you how to make your own. And then you stuff it with currants, and it's just so gorgeous. It's like getting to have mince pies all year round, but without the without the Christmassy feel to it.
I know someone who'd be only too happy to cook them for me.
Now, Kate, Margaret herself these days, has she retired or is she still working?
You know, she's just got a book out, unbelievably. She's 90 years old.
No, stop. Is she not? I knew, I wasn't going to ask how old, but I knew she was getting on a bit. 90, is she? Wow.
Yes, 90, yes. And she's just released a baking book. But, you know, the book, Margaret and Me, is kind of inspired by her recipes. A lot of the recipes are inspired by her. There's her scones in there. There's these sort of Scottish version on croissant, which are really flaky but so much easier to make, and you know, kind of you put butter on them according to grandma. You know, she says you should put butter so thick on things that you can see your teeth marks in it.
It sounds good.
You're to be congratulated.
Hey, well done. Good. By the way, it was a very good idea to do the book like this too. I think fabulous. I hope it's a success for you. I'm sure it will be.
Oh, thanks so much.
Our pleasure, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Kate.